is sharpening existing concerns about the facility being built on the edge of a major fault line. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Canada will send Navy vessels to Haiti for intelligence gathering as part of efforts to quell worsening gang violence in the Caribbean nation. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau made the announcement Thursday in the Bahamas.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
When Black Bear Diner for...
And on in on this wonderful Thursday night. We're looking at, what is it, February 16th at 6.05 p.m. in downtown Reading. And you're listening to North State Now with the Enjoy Hour. And I'm James Mazzotta.
And I'm Rhonda Alvey.
And we are going to be with you for the next hour doing, what is that, ASMR? Is that the stuff where you just whisper into the microphone?
Please don't.
How about me chewing peanuts? That might sound good.
That's lovely. Lovely, yeah.
So you're listening to KCNR. This is 96.5 FM and 1460 AM radio. And there are a few of us here, business owners in town, that get to do the North State Now throughout the month. And it's really cool. We love being able to come in and just talk up things that are going on in our community, things that are going on in Enjoy, meeting, greeting, and letting people share all the cool things that they have to offer us as a community. And so one of those things I really always still like to share, I know it's repetitive, but we were on a, what, two-year hiatus almost?
Almost three, I think.
For the calendar, really? Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing. So anyway, we're looking at the February 2023 Enjoy Magazine. And this is issue 197. We are just almost at our 200th issue.
Isn't that crazy?
It sounds like a ton, and then in some set thoughts, it doesn't, because when you think about all the work that's been done, you feel like it should be at 1,000.
Yes.
And yes. Not because it's not loved, but it's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, one would have never thought when we pulled the trigger and you pulled the trigger to start us and we got the first one off the press and we were so excited that you literally would be doing this every single month with thousands of articles and thousands of pictures.
Now what?
I know, thousands of people and all the things that go along with it, which has been a great adventure.
Yes.
And, you know, I would have also thought at one point in time while doing this that we would have run out of things to write about.
And that's not even near.
I know. Because new things.
We're not even near.
It just keeps evolving and things changing. Yep. So it's super cool.
Yeah.
So anyway, get your issue. You can go to enjoymagazine.com. You can look at where to find us, and it'll give you a list of, 400 plus locations you can pick them up. Obviously, we love people to come downtown and pick them up at the Enjoy store. Because it's fun to just have people come in, check out the store and the things that are happening downtown, besides Enjoy. Mm-hmm. Also, recently, Volume 5, Winter 2022, Spring 2023, Enjoy City Guide Reading, was just released. And this is a really cool piece that we do every 6 months, which is very hyper-focused on businesses and the
people
behind the business.
And that's evolving as well.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some changes coming. And we have one guest tonight because we're really focused on Enjoy Magazine, and this is a special issue. We've been doing this now again for a little while where we take the issue and it heavily revolves around maybe something that's going on in the North State.
Mm-hmm.
And this month, obviously, we're going into spring when everybody's thinking of love and weddings. So it has a heavy influence in that regard. And so we have a lot going on. These are kind of some new things that we're working on. As I was mentioning, though, one of the things that I'm really super excited about is the fact that our calendar is back. And Enjoy has always been known for its glorious calendar at the back of the magazine or going to the website, where it is actually much more diverse because it can really hold so much more than
it
just
has
a few pages that we can afford to put in the magazine. So the calendar is back, and it just gives you a plethora of things to do. But what I really love is that it truly is a North State calendar. So it's broken down. Basically, this is constantly in flux. So, you know, we like to always have these same, you know, locations that we offer, but it really comes down to what's being offered in these communities when they show up in the magazine. So we have Anderson and Bernie. We have Chico, Cottonwood, Dunsmuir. We have Lassen Volcanic National Park, Magalia, Mount Shasta, Oroville, Paradise, Red Bluff, Redding, Axiom Repertory Theater, which is cool because they just break them down by also organizations that are entertainment-based.
Right.
Chico Theater Company, Cascade Theater, Cedar Crest Brewing because they have events going on, Chico Performances, Gold Country Casino, Redding Civic Auditorium, and then, of course, the Riverfront Playhouse. Redding Library has so many events that go on, Rolling Hills Casino and all of their outdoor amphitheater concerts and their equestrian centers and all the things that they've got going on. Schrader Planetarium, which is awesome. I have a special spot in my heart for Schrader Planetarium because I've been there 1,000 times. And, of course, if you grew up in Redding, that was something that you always went to annually. So it's cool. The Senator Theater in Chico, Turtle Bay Exploration Park, and it goes on and on and on. But you can see that there's plenty of things to do. Redding, I don't know how you could possibly say
there's nothing to do.
There's nothing to do.
Yeah.
What were you doing? Were you telling me something?
No.
Oh, I thought you were telling me don't talk about how to get your event on this calendar.
Yes. So a couple of advertisements in this issue near the calendar. The Active 2030 Club is going to have their 15th annual Sundial Film Festival, and that will be at Riverfront Playhouse on March 4th.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
And that's cool.
They did it there last year, and it was just a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
They set up a nice silent auction. And
yeah, because your new location has some really cool
spaces
for people to do events in.
And they had some really good signature drinks. It was fun. It was a lot of fun.
A lot of people don't realize that the new location has a full bar.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Which, you know, when you're being entertained by a theater, mm-hmm. a nice drink in hand is always glorious. And so what's playing there right now?
Well, actually, I am directing on Golden Pond, and that will open March 10th. And so we're just building a set right now and working with the cast, and it's going to be really good.
Tearjerker?
Yes. Yes. But very funny.
I'll take you, Paul, because I want to watch you cry.
There are some really funny parts, and the acting is just superb. I just love it.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And then I'm looking right next to all that. Obviously, Mama Won't Fly is happening right now at
that
your theater.
Ended. It just ended.
Okay, yeah.
Yep.
The Cascade Theater listing. And I'm looking at all the different, One Night of Queens. So there's going to be
I think it's just about sold out.
Pink Martini, Los Lobos. Oh, my gosh. There's all kinds of great stuff.
They have a lot of great stuff going on.
Yep.
Yeah.
Very, very cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, as usual, this next hour we're going to be talking about the pages within Enjoy Magazine. We do have Paul David here. Hi, Paul.
Hello.
Hi, Paul.
We'll get into things after our first break here in a second. But Paul is a very important person for Enjoy in general. But Paul is also very independent and has lots of things that he produces and does here within our community. But we've worked with Paul for quite some time, and we continue to build bridges and start to work on some new projects this year that we're hoping to solidify and bring back again since after COVID and rebuild stuff. But Paul is responsible for the Redding, what would you call it, wedding show?
Yeah.
Right?
Redding, the one on Sunday, the Redding Bridal Show.
Bridal Show, thank you. And that really is focused, focused this month in the magazine, brides and grooms and weddings and stuff. So we're going to take our first break, and when we do, we'll come back and we'll reintroduce you to Paul, and we will, for the next hour, talk about Enjoy and weddings. Sit back, relax.
have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 37 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading wants to wish you a Happy New Year. And to celebrate the new year, Quick and Clean offers car wash packages starting at only $9. Now the winter weather is upon us when dirt and grime can really build up on your vehicle. So stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. Hell, not when it comes to minor or major auto body repair. That's when you need to call the professionals at Crossroads Auto Body Repair. They're located at 3045 Crossroads Drive, and their number is 530-226-0992. Call today and make an appointment for a free estimate. Gift certificates are also available at Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992 and make an appointment today for a free estimate. That's 530-226-0992.
Billy Joel fan in the studio?
I am, yeah.
You are?
I just like music.
You just like music. Well, welcome back again. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, and this is North State Now with the Enjoy Hour. And once again, I am James Mazzotta.
And I'm Rhonda Alvey.
And we are flanked across the table here by Mr. Paul David. Hello, Paul.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Good.
Good. You got lots of energy?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You can always tune into the YouTube channel to watch us. You can see the energy. Paul's going to be doing front flips across the studio shortly. So
backhand springs. Backhand
springs, yeah. Yep. So this, again, issue number 197, You Complete Me, is the title of this magazine for January, Enjoy Magazine for January 2023. And it is very heavily latent with the whole concept of marriage and the things that support that commitment. And so we work with Paul David a lot on specific things, especially because Enjoy Magazine likes to be involved in events, and Paul is an event master. Paul, how many events do you have currently under your belt here in Shasta County? Let's name them.
We've got the Reading Bridal Show.
One.
We've got the Reading Health Expo.
Two.
The NorCal Tattoo Expo.
Three.
The NorCal Fitness Classic.
Four.
The NorCal Beauty Expo.
Five. Yeah.
And then work closely with the Civic with a show that we don't own, but definitely have our hands in, the Reading Home Show and Home Garden Show.
Yep,
and then
yep.
I work directly with the Reading Sportsman's Expo as well.
So that alone would think you would be busy enough, right?
Oh, yeah.
But without that, but without even counting those things, you also have your own – I mean, that's a business in itself, event business. But you also have Social Business X.
Social X Business.
X Business. Which is a web and social media complex.
Yeah, it sort of developed itself into a marketing agency slash event production arm.
Large
arm.
And so for the listeners, you could see why it would be a cool thing for Enjoy, because Enjoy also by itself originally started as an agency, a marketing agency as well. So that's where our roots are, and then obviously everything changes and you morph. And so we've never truly gotten away from in-house marketing, which has been our business, but the magazines have taken over the store and our, movies in the park and all the things that we've done. And as we have just recently resurrected the calendar in Enjoy, this is something that we've been working on with Paul for a while to kind of join forces and resurrect Enjoy's side of our marketing agency and co-oping with Paul's agency and bringing them kind of together so that we actually have a much fuller marketing offering from, print, social media, events, web. We can actually be much more of a full service and work together, and then also work very close, obviously, with the community and others within it that have specialties. Because we don't profess to be perfect at everything. But we definitely have a great group of people and professionals in Reading and in Shasta County that we have relationships with that we reach out to work together on projects, whatever they may be. Reading Buzz being one of the new ones that we've been talking with as far as that goes. But tonight we're going to focus on the magazine and also the show that's coming up, and that is again this Sunday.
This Sunday, the 19th.
But you know what I want you to do is just kind of give us a little background, because I think you have a fascinated story.
It is fun.
I actually was at the gym today, and my trainer was like, I said, I'm really tired. And I said, the week before a show, I always just feel, like I'm trying to sleep, but then there's just all this stuff. I got lists, sticky notes everywhere, things
like,
don't forget this. And he said, what is it? And I said, a wedding show. And he looked at me, how did you get into that?
If you look at, obviously judging a book by its cover, if I saw you on the street, that would be the last thing I would think.
Not so
much the tattoo expo, but
the tattoo expo is probably the only one that I, from the external point of view, fit. 6'2", grizzly bear sized man. That puts on the health and wellness expo.
I like that. That's a good description. I'm gonna borrow that, because I fit in that category as well, the grizzly size.
The way I described it to him is kind of the way I think of it. Is I just said, when I was finishing college and I was, looking at, I want to start a marketing agency and I want to do stuff with businesses and I want to work with businesses and stuff, you're saying, hey, I can do this and I can do this and I can do this, but nobody knows who you are. If I could get a company that was really doing something to like trust me to, do all their marketing and to build their website and to promote their business and to do all this stuff, how do I get a business like that to hire me, type of thing? And then it was like, well, what if we look at the some of the industries that exist here locally, and then, like, say for instance the wedding industry, like this one we're talking about, well, if we put together our own production or our own brand, then in essence we would kind of create a client for ourselves. So that was sort of how it started, but the real way that I got into the wedding stuff in particular was through DJing weddings, actually.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's another part of you.
Yeah, the other business side business. So yeah,
but you also have a past in food.
Yeah. So I actually was in the food and beverage industry for almost 10 years. And then I went back to college and was getting my master's degree working on business, my business degree. And It was actually my cousin, who's a photographer, wedding photographer at the time, who
her
I was,
name is
Heather Armstrong,
which she's world famous here too.
was telling me, you know, you should DJ, or you should DJ weddings, and I was like, I don't know, you know, I was working full time, and I was like, I'd like to do something where I can start focusing on building my marketing company, but I. You know, it just kind of like was one of those recommendations that happened. And so I said, well, that would be kind of cool. I'll look into that, see how that works. And I ended up starting that DJ business, and then it actually worked quite well. So that when as I was kind of finishing college, I was able to actually, work on the weekends doing these weddings. And then it freed up my weekdays to kind of start planning on building my company. And so, really quickly as a DJ, I just was like, how do I get my DJ business here locally in Shasta County, in front of couples that are planning their wedding? And so there's these national brands that cover wedding vendor, you know, marketing services really well. Wedding Wire, The Knot was another one.
Which was here in town.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So if you were like on Wedding Wire, say, and I'm a DJ and I'm saying, okay, I want to put an ad on Wedding Wire to try to get people to hire me. Northern California for them is like Sacramento, Napa. It doesn't even come close to Shasta County. So so I'm paying this money for this ad that the couples that are going on that website and typing in Northern California, they're calling me saying, oh, do you travel 4.5 hours to DJ? And I'm like, no, I'm trying to DJ in Redding and Palo Cedro and Mount Shasta and Fall River Mills. And where are those places on your guys' map? Well, they're not. And so, so I built this website and started this company called NorCal Weddings to just focus specifically on this area up here alone. So there's probably about 300 wedding vendors on that website, and it's completely free to use. It's just a directory, a vendor directory in essence. You click on photography and it'll just show you all the photographers that are here locally. So we built that as a service, and then as that went well and we started building social media following and engaging with people and stuff, we just said, we got to take this and make an in-person experience and like have a proper expo where we get hundreds of vendors in one
location,
building.
Yeah.
So obviously we went to locations. The first place we went was the Redding Civic Auditorium, and then that's where we've been since for 7 years. So,
and you had success with that, and therefore you built out.
Yeah, we had a lot of success with the bridal show, and we said, what other industries exist in Shasta County that may be not represented well within that there could be an expo or like a gathering of the businesses together and do large promotion. And so the very next almost like obvious answer was like the health and wellness industry, because there's already a home and garden show. There's already a sportsman's expo. There was things already that were taking place. There was RV shows out in Anderson, stuff like that. But health and wellness, which we have so many service providers here. So
yeah,
that actually is now our largest
production
of the year, which takes place in June. So it just kind of went from there. It's like, okay, we got really good at this. We built systems. We know how to do this. And then I'm looking at what's my actual passion. What are things I like? Artwork and tattooing and those types of things. So I'm like, oh, I want to start a tattoo expo. And my wife's into beauty and wellness. We start the beauty expo. And then so things just kind of happened after that. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
So the wedding, the bridal fair or bridal show is this weekend.
Yeah, this Sunday.
So it's one day.
One day, one day at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Doors open at 12, and the show ends at 4. It's just 4 hours. There's a fashion show that takes place at 2 o'clock. Yep.
You got to come get your work done.
Yeah, right? You come walk around, meet everyone, get cards, sample some food. Fashion show's at 2 o'clock. So there's going to be – that's put together with Simply Elegant Bridal Boutique, and then the Reading Fashion Alliance. So there's going to be like a dual kind of show there. There's going to be some little historical and art kind of stuff, and then there's going to be your modern stuff. So then that takes place at 2 o'clock. And then right at 3 o'clock we start doing prize giveaways. And so we have just a huge list of prizes. So the businesses donate different prizes to the giveaways, and they're always so generous. So we end up with just it's like well over
$10,000. You get a car.
Yeah. So yeah, we have a $1,000 gift certificate for a wedding dress.
Wow.
We've got, you know, venues that have donated $500, you know, gift certificates and stuff. There's vacation packages and trips. There's tuxedo rentals. There's flowers. There's massages and waxing and just everything you could think of. Catering discounts. And so, yeah. So we've got 30-40 prizes we give away at 3 o'clock right there. So
how many vendors?
We're basically right at about 100.
Wow.
So there's about 100 and they're all local. And, there's a lot of new businesses. So this is something that's changed. We've seen a change probably from COVID, and the wedding industry took a real hit, obviously, with in-person stuff coming back. We're seeing a lot of new faces, which is really exciting. And some new venues, which are people that have taken property or taken places and renovated. So there's lots of new
change
stuff
hands.
To see. Yeah.
Yep.
You know, and the cool thing about the wedding show is that, the people who are attending the show, the attendees, it's a new group every time. Cause they're planning their wedding. So they're bringing the girls or guys as well are bringing.
So their, the divorce rate has gone down. So it's not an annual. You just keep seeing the same people over and over.
Yeah. So it's exciting because it's just the next, you know, the couples that are engaged and then maybe their friends or somebody else got married a couple years before or something
and
like that.
And they're all probably
they
just
went
so
to the
excited.
Show and they were excited to go to the show when they get married and check it out. And so we're hoping and it sort of feels like it's becoming like a rite of passage type thing. Like when people are getting engaged, they're like, oh, I get to go to the wedding expo now. They bring their mom. Yeah. It's like a whole ordeal. So,
do you buy tickets to get in?
Yeah.
So where do you get those?
Tickets are on sale online. It's just, everything's through the Reading Civic Auditorium's website.
Okay.
So through their online box office or in person at the show, the price is $10 to get in. It's the same price whether you buy them online or whether you come the day of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. We need to take our next break, and we'll continue with this conversation when we get back. So sit back, relax, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hop takes over your commercials, a hop with the hop. Where the apps are the cool and the music is the soonest with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their tails with the hop. Let's go!
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-3474. Dish. Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only Dish Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hey there, friends. This is RC from Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar is Sin Compromiso Selección No. 2. This is one of the very best in our treasury of cigars. Made without compromise, this wonderfully crafted torpedo took years of experimenting using Japanese farming techniques. The result is a truly unique and complex smoke. Each cigar is gently soft-pressed and sleeved in Spanish cedar and available in very limited supply. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
Another one of my chains.
Whoa. Oh. Oh, mercy, mercy me.
I love this song. I got goosebumps. Very nice. Good, good song. You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, and this is North State Now with the Enjoy Hour. And as always, we are here with Ron Dowdy.
Yep.
And?
James Mazzotta.
Yes. And we were just discussing with Paul all the wonderful things that he has brought to our community with regards to events and social media and marketing and advertising, and Enjoy Magazine completely reflects that this month.
And you can read about
Paul. You can read about Paul.
You can read a Q&A on page 16 of the February issue.
Yep.
And,
what a
yeah.
cute picture you. You're just yeah. such a cute little bear. That's what he called himself. So.
And we have two new people in the
studio. Yeah, they just came in. Yeah. It's nice.
Hey, everyone.
Hey.
Blake Fisher with Viva Downtown. Sorry I'm late.
That's okay.
Gosh.
I'm glad you're here. And
well, hello, everyone. Liz Crane here with Leadership Reading.
Yay. Oh, leadership.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. It's awesome.
Time of the year again. All
so right. are you here for the annual fishing expedition for the next class?
Yes, the social coming up.
I like that we're calling it a fishing expedition.
Yeah, you got to throw it out and pull them in.
Yeah, reel them in.
They should. I mean, you know what? You'd be dumb not to bite because it's an awesome organization.
Really is.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best things I ever did.
I'm pretty sure I saw Rhonda was chair of the steering committee back in 2014.
I was, yep.
Yes.
Yep, it was really fun.
And then before that, it was, I think, 1932. She was also... No.
Wow. I don't think
what the heck? Oh, my gosh, James.
Look at her fingers. They still have scars from stone tablet pounding.
Oh, my gosh. Liam, bleep him out.
Goodness. Out of line, James.
James, if I had a yardstick right now, it would...
I'd feel like I was back in Catholic school.
I'm so glad that tonight's topic has been love and weddings and everything. I'm so excited for the Reading, the Bridal Expo that's happening at the Civic Auditorium on Sunday from 12 to 4. Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm going to be modeling one of the tuxedos with the Tuxedo Den.
Nice.
On Sunday. It's a velvet tuxedo.
Mm. Ooh, what color?
Black
Ooh,
velvet.
Nice.
Yeah.
Mm.
Nice.
And we do have a story about the Tuxedo Den
with
in
the Tuxedo
issue.
Den. Yeah, Austin's mm-hmm. incredible. You know,
I love the story.
It's a family run business.
Yeah.
And for any gentleman.
Tuxedo Den is?
Tuxedo Den.
Yeah.
It's a family run for. I think it's either...
I mean, I know that it's been forever here in Reading, but I just always assumed it was part of a chain.
No.
Oh.
Men's Warehouse is a chain.
Well,
but
that I
want,
know.
If you want true...
I don't think of tuxedos with Men's Warehouse, even though I know you can.
Yeah. You know, Tuxedo Den is family run, and if you want an experience where you feel comfortable and confident in what you're wearing on your special occasion,
mm-hmm.
Tuxedo Den is the place to go, because Austin, who's grown up with it because his dad put him into the business.
And his grandfather
and
before
his
him.
And his grandfather before him, Austin carries on that legacy, and he puts so much love and care into the experience that you'll have when you're getting fitted for that tuxedo or suit. And you know what? When I went to, because we always
Which
talk.
Which one's Austin in the picture?
Austin's far the young
left.
One.
Far left.
Far left.
Austin,
look at that. How fun, all these people.
Yeah, a true family-run business. And I remember when I was in high school and I went on and I said, hey, I'm getting ready for a prom. Austin set me up, and he made the experience welcoming, and I never looked better. And from then on, any professional experience, I always go to the Tuxedo Den way before I go anywhere else, because he just it's his passion and it's his.
Well, I know they pulled off some miracles for me in the past, because I've all of a sudden been like, oh, you need to go do this, or you're going to be speaking here, or you know, and then I'd be like, oh, you know what, I need a tuxedo. And they're like, oh, great. Let's say, when do you need it by? Tonight.
Yeah. And another thing that most people don't know is that Tuxedo Den actually is a chain, a tuxedo shop.
Mm-hmm.
But when this family here, from here in Reading and Eureka, when they sold it and mm-hmm. it became that in their, they held the rights to the Reading location and the Eureka location.
Okay.
To keep those as the family run.
The OGs.
The OGs, like the,
okay,
the
well,
pillar,
that makes sense.
Pillar businesses. So the one in Reading and the one in Eureka are
still
the family, while mm-hmm. the other ones in other cities and stuff are a part of like the of the
chain part of it.
Sold.
Yeah,
so,
sold off. That's
so they're the,
cool.
They're the real
I didn't
deal.
Know that.
They're the real deal.
They really are. And the pictures that you have on here of his dad, Rod. I mean, you know, Rod posing with his dad. In that, I mean, Tuxedo Den, it's on 218 Hartnell Avenue. When I went to D.C., the first place, and I don't have any, you know, suits or professional wear, because it's Reading, and I don't need to wear that stuff all the time when it's, you know, 100 degrees. But before I left, I went to Tuxedo Den. I said, Austin, I'm going to be in this new role. Can you help me out? He said, okay, blue and gray and black. We'll set you up.
And I kept wanting you to do pink.
I know. It could have worked. But I remember when I was in Washington, D.C., there were staffers that I met, and they said, we didn't know you were an intern because your suits fit you perfectly.
And oh, all the interns come
we're coming with the hand-me-downs and their dads, you know, suits.
Ill-fitting
as well.
Outfits.
And so it was always an honor. And as a, you know, from a high schooler to now a 27-year-old who's hopefully thinking about a wedding soon enough, Austin at the Tuxedo Den will be the first person that I reach out. And for any men that need that place to go where you feel comfortable and ready, I'd go to the Tuxedo Den.
So were you being called Senator Fisher?
Congressional member. Yeah.
I'm sorry, did you say wedding soon enough?
I mean, goodness. I don't know if Cheyenne's listening to those, but otherwise, that'll break the... That'll
so
break
we shouldn't talk about the ring you have that you're showing us right now?
But hopefully at the bridal show on Sunday, there are rings that people could look at, right? Well, no.
Jewelers.
Right. Are there jewelers that people
could look at? Field
jewelers
will be there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that. And
there's a little bit of everything.
Is there champagne?
There is.
Oh, yeah, there is. Uh-huh.
It's a good
thing. Oh, yeah. A little bit of everything. We
and
kind of
chocolate
we kind
fountains
of have,
to run through. And
No chocolate. I don't know about that. But we kind of have three. We kind of say wedding, honeymoon, and new home. It's kind of like just that, you know,
right.
The turning of the page. There's all these things. Mm-hmm. From the wedding side, a lot of times they're, you know, if you're going into planning a wedding, especially if you've never been married before, which is the majority of the people planning initially, it's the first time you've ever looked for a florist, a photographer, a DJ. Like you,
it's a lot of work.
It's not like when it's like your favorite place that, you know, oh, this is my favorite place. I've been going for 20 years. I love that. Like, it's like, who is this person? I don't know. So getting to meet them
right.
is important.
And photographers.
It's the first time.
Yeah.
It's really a lot of the first times they've had any interaction with these businesses. So it helps. It just helps to create that
right.
experience.
And if you are a new yeah. bride and groom to be, don't, you know, the part that's always tricky is asking for help or not, allowing people to help or not. Like, right? Like, I feel strongly. I mean, parents, I get it, but it's their day. Let them make decisions that they want for themselves and try to support them. And for the love of God, do not be a bridezilla. Nobody likes that. You know, and not to say that the men can't be too, because I'm sure they can. I don't know what they would... Groomzilla? I don't know if that's... But
Groomosaurus Rex.
Groomosaurus Rex, yeah. Just like, you're going to have to learn how to let some of that go, because you know what? If you carry that throughout the process, the day... the day just doesn't work. It will not work if you're going to carry that kind of energy. And everybody can see it and feel it. And, you know, being married now 30-some plus years, when you look back, it needs to be something that you actually remember and feel good about. And it brings you good emotions and those kinds of things, not the headaches and the fights
yeah.
and the all the
because
things.
Because those are the things that are going to stick out the most, I
yeah.
think.
Yeah.
If you have a bad experience, you're going to remember that.
You do.
For some reason, you remember
well,
that
Well, human
stuff.
Beings, I think, are wired to, like, yeah. hold on to the negative before, you know. It's like the negative sticks out.
Yeah.
Even though there could be 10 positives to one negative, the negative is what you remember. which stinks, but anyway. Yeah,
it does.
Yeah.
It was Valentine's. I hope everybody had a good Valentine's Day on Tuesday. And mm-hmm. It was so fun because we got to feature one of our downtown business owners, the owners of the Sandwichery, Pat and Sandy, who've been married for 51 years.
Yeah.
And ran the Sandwichery here in downtown for 39 years. So it was great to see that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. And you say my magic word, sandwich. I love sandwiches.
Can't get enough of those sandwiches.
I'm a sandwich freak.
I heard that they go together like peanut butter and jelly. Is that?
Peanut butter and jelly or pastrami on rye, nice. Which they make those, which is kind of cool. Hey, Liz is here from Leadership Reading.
I know. We're going to take a break, and then when we come back, the last 15 minutes will be all about Leadership Reading. So sit back, relax, and come right back with us.
When Black Bear Diner first opened, they filled the largest platters they could find. Not much has changed. Their legacy of huge portions continues today. And they've just introduced new diner deals. 6 new dinner combos and new home-style side choices. Baby back ribs and tri-tip, chicken strips and tri-tip, chicken Alfredo, chicken and pesto, ribs and shrimp, and cod and shrimp. There is always plenty for your paws at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868. 221-5868. MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Hurry, don't be late. I can hardly wait. I said to myself, when we're old,
we'll go dancing in the dark.
Sing it,
Mike. Walking through the park and reminiscing.
Okay, there you go. That was fair.
That was okay.
Yeah.
I love that. That's my favorite song. Wedding song.
Gosh, lots of stuff. Coming your way.
Deborah.
Welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your North State Now Hour with Enjoy. And we're just having some fun here in the studio. Paul just departed. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Paul.
And we were talking a little bit. Blake was talking about some stuff for Viva. But now, are you going to introduce our guest tonight?
I am so excited to introduce our guest. It's not Daryl.
I was going to say, we're not talking about Daryl.
Rhonda's Valentine is in the room, too. But yep. I'm excited to introduce Miss Liz Crane, the chair of Leadership Reading. I saw her at
2023.
She was supporting Mosley Winery tonight. I said, "Hey, you want to be on the radio?" And she said, "Yes."
Are we? Heck yes. How many drinks in are we?
Two.
Okay. You're like two. Two. She held up five fingers.
No. Liz, thanks for coming on tonight.
Yes, thanks for being here.
For having me. I'm excited. Yes. Leadership Reading.
Yeah.
I know.
So we are. You are effectively now in the recruitment phase, right, for the next class?
We are. We're looking for the next best class ever.
When does that start? When does the next class start once?
So the next class starts in September.
Okay, so there's a ways away.
Well, yes, but we're doing recruitment now through mid-March, so it's like applications.
Is that so that you can select who you want? So if you like go, oh, that person's great, but no, not that one. So you'll have plenty of time to sort out who you want.
Well, something like that, but we'll do the interviews. We want everyone to have the summer off. We don't want to be doing it during the summer, so.
Crazy. Ooh, those are cool glasses.
Because it also, Leadership Reading, the class of 23 ends in May, correct?
Like correct, those. Yep.
So
you still have a little ways to go in this class.
We do. We're still trucking along.
Very cool. Well, you know, folks here at Enjoy have a long history with Leadership Reading. I, for years, have gone and done presentations, which has always been a lot of fun. My wife and Rhonda both went through Leadership Reading and graduated, and then Rhonda went on to actually work with Leadership Reading for years after that.
And now I'm on the board.
She is still in the loop.
Wow. They still got you.
Because I love it so much.
Yeah.
So I got to ask, Yvonne, what's her favorite, what's her takeaway from Leadership Reading? Has she ever shared?
I'm sure she has. I'm at the top of my head. I can't remember. She really enjoyed it. I mean, she has nothing but really high accolades.
She was in my class.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. So she just loved that you really get to get embedded into, the backside of, the city and get to really learn, function, form. I think everybody's always impressed. I know this sounds so sad, but everybody loves going to the jail, even though she said it was really scary.
But who else? When else do you get to go?
Yeah, like so you don't really know. You just see a building there and assume what you have in your head is probably from TV, right?
Liz, you and I did a podcast.
Daryl, how was it in prison? Was it okay?
Oh, my God. Daryl looks good. Liz, so tell us about Leadership Reading. What do people need to know if they've never participated in it, and what is it?
Yeah, it sounds to me like when you first hear off the cuff Leadership Reading, oh, that's a leadership development program.
Mm-hmm.
And sure, yes, it is. You're going to develop. Yeah. But I like to think of it more as, pulling the curtain back. It's behind the scenes. You want to see how the community works together. You want to see how all the sectors come together. You want to see how, law enforcement relates to government or public safety. Well, it is public safety. Or social services. You want to see that intersection. You want to know how things happen, who those people are. Leadership Reading.
Yeah.
Yep.
So what it's basically doing is it's taking people and giving them a much deeper insight into their community.
Yes.
And allowing them to then help to make choices on, areas that they may enjoy wanting to provide service from a professional aspect, but also just from a voluntary basis if you want to mentor or do all the other things that, that you guys dive into.
For me, it was really eye-opening. And working for the magazine, I thought, I'm going to get some great story ideas. But it was way, way more than that. I got some great story ideas. But I also learned a lot about myself. I was super, super shy. And I wasn't really keen on getting in front of people and talking. And that I had to kind of overcome that, which was great. And then it made me get involved.
Yeah.
So I became
involved, and
I'm still very involved in a lot of things that interest me. So
and that was the same. I think I would just reiterate that that was a big thing for Yvonne too, my wife. She it helped her get over a lot of fears, mm-hmm. right? And then made her really want to be involved, right? Yeah. And it wasn't like there was something that you had to do when you were doing there that was going to kill you or something.
No.
But it was, you got to watch your the people around you, you know, struggle with doing the same things. And then you build a really great relationship and camaraderie with your class. Yeah. And
right.
So you end up supporting each other and becoming, you know, a lot of them longtime friends. And, you know, I know that Yvonne is friends really close with many of the people she was in the class with still. So.
And those are people likely you wouldn't have come into contact or intersected with. Mm-hmm. So,
That's where she really learned. She really learned to like Rhonda, because before that there were challenges.
Well, the program is a 10-year commitment, or it is not a 10-year commitment.
I was like,
a
wow,
10-month commitment.
Yeah.
That starts in September with a weekend workshop. So it's a weekend. It's mandatory. You go out. You're with this team of 30 class members that are diverse from all sectors, all ages, all types of diversity in our community, and you have team building and you bond and you become this cohort that goes throughout the year, one day a month on usually the first Thursday of the month.
So it's not out of control.
No. One
totally
day a
doable.
Yeah. Yep. And you learn about those different sectors. So there's going to be Government Day. There's going to be Arts and Culture Day. You're going to have a different day every month, and then you graduate with your class in May, and it's a really meaningful experience, so much so that I graduated in 2018 and I haven't left the steering committee yet.
And that's what I did too. I became a steering committee member, was a chair for a year, and I finally, after I met my husband, I thought, I've got too much on my plate right now, so I want to spend time with him. And now I'm doing even more. So I spent my time with him.
And then Daryl handed her a list of committees she could join. Here you go, dear.
And we are so grateful you decided to join the board. So grateful.
And I'm really, it's just a great group of people.
And how long has it been going on?
Since 1985. It started at the Chamber. It moved over to the Community Foundation. And then last year we became our own 501c3, therefore the creation of a board happened.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I was wondering how that, because I was like, okay, that makes sense now.
Yep.
Lou Girard was somewhat instrumental in beginning the program. He was at the Chamber of Commerce at the time.
Very cool.
And I'm pleased to say I was on the selection committee that hired Lou. So I have some connection to this.
So, I mean, you do, absolutely.
Daryl,
We could even go so far in saying that you created it.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. No. But there are some benefits. One of my good golfing buddies is a friend of Ron's. She learned, she met at Leadership Ready.
Steve Moore event.
Great.
He was the chair 2 years
he's
before.
He's become
me.
A good friend,
It's a cool program. Leadership Reading.
Have you been through it yet?
I've been. I'm class of 2022.
Oh, you are? Okay.
I'm so glad I went. I was supposed to be in class of 2020, but hey, something called COVID happened.
Mm.
But otherwise, Leadership Reading has been so impactful. I know Rhonda brings it up and Yvonne and I bring it up. But for anybody that's listening to this program, it doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter where you are in your professional life. If you want to be involved in the Reading community and make a difference, you should and need to apply. It's so wonderful to be a part of this. And Liz, applications are open. How can people get applications and when is the social?
So applications are open now, leadershipreading.com. You apply online. It's really easy. And then, yes, so anyone, just like Blake said, anyone that's interested in being involved, the main quality we're looking for is for people that are passionate about the community. They want to find ways to get involved. They want to find ways to strengthen and improve the community, apply, become a part of the class. The annual social is 2 weeks from today, so Thursday, March 2nd, 5:30 p.m. at the downtown atrium. Free food, great company.
I'm there.
Learn all about Leadership Reading. Join us. Yeah.
So let me ask this, because I don't remember. When you graduate, do you get something? Is there do you guys have? Is there like a pen that's generated that you can wear on your shirt or lapel that would let people know?
You get a badge when you start.
You do get a license plate frame when you graduate. You get a name badge when you start.
I would like a pen that kind of makes you feel like you were from the same, sorority
James,
or whatever.
James, I will get you a pen if I see your application come in. You will get a pen.
Yeah. Because I want to, walk the streets and say, we kind of do a nod, like, I see your pin, you see my pin. Mm-hmm. And we go kind of, your sister in crime, sister in crime.
The phrasing on that,
So we are down to the last 30 seconds or so. of the show. And Blake, always, we love having you. You're part
Thanks
of the team here.
Thank you, guys. I love,
Thank you for coming in, sharing about Leadership Reading. Thank you for coming in and showing me your beautiful orange glasses. I absolutely love them. They're spectacular.
You're welcome.
And we just want to thank everybody in the North State for all their hard work and really appreciate you listening tonight. And we'll be back next month. So enjoy.
Come to the Brattle Show on Sunday.
Yeah.
12 p.m.